Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
New text messages.
Angel, can you hear me? Angel? Hi, Angel. Can you hear me? I can't hear you, though. Let me try. Maybe I should try dialing in again.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
There we go. Yay. So we had to, I did some rebooting here on this side too while you were dialing back in. So now I missed my auspicious intro, so we'll just do it again and we'll let you do it this time. If you can tell everybody about you and who you are, what you do. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, I'm really excited to be here. My name is Linda Guerra. And I'm a chronic healer, and I do soul path readings, and I'm also into wellness, and I make my own wellness products that are organic. I was just, I'm here in Grass Valley, California today. I'm attending, we get to re-attend chronic healings when we, you know, there's so much you learn in one training, and then you go and you work with people, and then you have an opportunity to come back and take the same class again. And then, of course, we get to be worked on. And so I've just had an amazing, it's psychotherapy, which is emotional healing. And I just got some emotional healing. So I'm feeling really good and excited and really happy to be here.
So is it anything like Marvin Gaye's, you know, healing? Or you sound like you...
So what I experienced is I had a really bad shoulder injury that caused me so much pain. I understand what chronic pain is now for about 4 months. It was at level 10, and I was still trying to exercise, and I finally stopped exercising because I just couldn't handle the pain anymore. And I found a chronic healer, and that's actually how I got into chronic healing. I had done other energy healing before, and it was the universe. It plopped right in my lap, and I found a chronic healer. I actually won a silent auction, and I was going to be taking the training in March, and I went to a Tony Robbins event, and Master Ko, who is the Western leader for chronic healing, was actually for the first time on stage at Tony Robbins, and that was another universe saying, you've made the right decision, and he was amazing, and I've since taken a class from him, and I'm taking another one this month, and so it's just, it's been incredible, because my shoulder is probably maybe 85% healed now, and but what it did is it created fear in me to go work out, because I have this fear of I'm going to be in pain again, right, even though I know it's not anywhere near, it's maybe a 2, maybe a 3 maximum now, even when I move around. But I had that fear. So that's what we worked on today. So sometimes it's, it takes a little bit more because there's layers that when you create a fear. Fortunately, this is not a fear that I've had for very long, because fear is a thought form. And when we create thought forms, we build on those, and we can build them so big that they actually become entities and elementals that attach to us, and then they're harder to remove, and they take a little bit longer. They can be removed with chronic healing, but for me, it's not been around for very long, so it was really just a thought form. So I am excited, and I can actually go home and I can work on this myself, being a chronic healer. The very first class you ever take, you learn how to work on yourself as well. So I'll just continue this healing so that I can get myself working out again.
That's really cool. And you shared that experience with me before, and I thought it was really nifty and how the serendipitous nature of the universe kind of came together for you in this one event. And I'm a huge admirer of Anthony Robbins. So it's, for me, you share that experience, and it kind of like it's the quintessential example of how the practical world can come with the spiritual world together for you to really acknowledge everything that you've done and gone through all your life to get to where you are now, because you have Anthony Robbins, who is this very kind of down-to-earth business empowerment consultant kind of guy, and then this chronic healing guru come together out of nowhere, just shabam, there we are at a, might as well have been at Grammy Awards, just out of nowhere.
And he's just been bringing him to all the events now, and he's been a regular speaker at the Unleash the Power Within events the past 3 events that he's had. So
really super cool.
It is when you see someone who's really becoming awake and recognizes that there's, which I think Tony Robbins has for a while, but to be able to see the alignment with somebody like Master Ko, who's been doing chronic healing now for probably 20-25 years, and is this amazing speaker. If you've ever seen him on stage, it's a great combination and very exciting.
Really cool. So I'm really happy for you to see you get to this point. And I want to talk about how you can help people around this process. As you spoke to yourself, you've got this injury, and coming from fitness, I understand when you're afraid to work out, that can actually send you backwards. So it's like you have to heal this thing, but you have to heal yourself body, mind, and spirit over this one injury. How hard is it to just like go to a physical therapist and take an aspirin and just expect something to heal when you realize how much goes into an injury versus just pain?
Yeah. And I'm one that I don't take anything. I do everything natural. I've done, some natural type of remedies instead of any kind of, Tylenol, ibuprofen. And I did chiropractic as well, but the one thing that really tipped the scale for me was the chronic healing.
Okay, so we've got some people that want to talk to you, so I just have one more question. I'm going to let you play around with the guys on the phone because they've waited so patiently.
Sure.
Talk me through what that means. Because I really, that feels like it's been around, but it's kind of just kind of bubbling up and chronic healing. What is the difference between a Reiki or kind of some of the other stuff out there in like chronic healing? What's the difference?
So there's a book out called Your Hands Can Heal. And in that book, a Master Ko and a doctor who actually got into chronic healing, they talk a little bit about what it is and what the differences are. I think in a nutshell, if you think about acupuncture, if you know anything about acupuncture works with the chakras and the meridians, but acupuncture takes years and years to learn. So chronic healing has a similar basis of working with the chakras and the aura and clearing it and cleaning it out, And that, because when your aura is dirty and your chakras are dirty, then your behavior can change. And it depends on, you know, your emotions. It can affect your emotions. It can affect your physical. Eventually, the dirty energy can go in and affect your physical and make you ill. And so by cleaning out your aura and your chakras, it helps you keep your body in a better health. And what it does is it's not something on its own. We are not doctors. We don't diagnose. We're there to support you along with whatever else you're doing. So if you're seeing a chiropractor, you're seeing a doctor, we want you to continue to do that. I have several clients that they continue to do that, but this is something that they do in addition to that because they've seen the results.
So it's kind of like, spiritual. Well, it's just kind of interesting because you say you talk about acupuncture, and that's kind of very spiritual. But you're right, because you got to study all the Eastern sciences, and a lot of them you got to study the herbology. You got to do so much to decide to go into that particular area. Almost like you're a nurse practitioner almost, where you're not fully anointed as the physician, but you've got pretty much the same skills and the same knowledge as the physician, and you can minister to the ailments. Is that kind of what it feels like?
Well, I think it's more of being an assistant or you're that spiritual and that energy healer, because we're all energy. And one of the things that current medicine in the Western medicine doesn't recognize is they don't recognize the energy body. So, for example, I have a client and they are seeing a Western medicine doctor, but they also see me because they recognize that the human body is not just the body that Western medicine works with, it's also the energy body. So,
okay.
I'm able to take and work with the energy body. And some choose to continue doing Western medicine, some don't. Everybody's different. But I never encourage them not to do that. That is something that they need to choose. And I want to enhance what they're doing with pranic healing. But I don't diagnose. You know, when you come to me and you let me know what's going on with you, those are the things that I'll work with. If you already know you have diabetes, then that's something that I can use protocols, because the protocols designed, that was one of the things that Master Choa did, is he actually went into hospital and worked with clairvoyants to watch the energy and what worked and what didn't, and then wrote it down, and we actually have that documentation. So when somebody comes to us and has specific physical illnesses in their bodies, we know what protocols to use. When they have emotional issues, we know what protocols to use. And it makes it, to me, it's much more consistent, and it's beautiful, and it works. You know, you don't have to believe in it. You just have to be open to it. And because it's energy healing, you don't even have to be in the same room. You can be 1,000 miles away, and I can still work on you.
That's amazing.
Because I can bring your energy, I can feel your energy wherever you are.
That's perfect. I'm going to let you talk to some of the callers here, just to let you interact with some folks around this, because it's really exciting to hear about it. So hold on here while we grab a caller. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Linda. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Angel. Hello, Linda. This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Hello.
What's the question for us today?
Well, first of all, I'd love to know if you could just scan my body and check out my aura and see if the chakras are clean. You were talking about that, so that's of interest. And also, recently, about a month ago, I started experiencing some pain in my right shoulder. And during that time, I had been experiencing some stress. So just some construction in my home, and it was really, really getting on my nerves. And so it's eased up a little bit, but it's still sort of sore. And, you know, every now and then I'll have a little bit of difficulty putting on a coat or something, but it's not excruciating pain. It's just like soreness, and it's just weird. And anyway, so if you could just do a scan and just pick up a healing, whatever you can do, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, so I one of the things with chronic healing is it's not something that I can just scan. It takes some time to scan your aura, scan your chakras, so much longer than it would be just on a radio show here. But I would love to work with you. I've got my website is Sacred Earth Alchemy, and I do 30-minute and one-hour sessions. And in the 30-minute session, I can clear and clear your aura and your chakras in a 30-minute session. For a longer period of time, I can work on other issues of the physical body. But I'd love to be able to work with you if you're interested. But like I said, chronic healing, it takes time to actually do what you're talking about and be able to, to do that kind of work.
I see. Well, is there anything you can do over the phone? Anything you picked up intuitively or can offer?
Let me check. Hold on. Let me see what I pick up. So you mentioned that you had some pain. Is it in your shoulder?
Yes, my right shoulder.
Do you meditate at all?
I do.
Okay. Because I'm showing that you do meditate, and do you have a job where there's some stuff going on politically or within the company that might be causing you some emotional issues?
No, currently not working.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm seeing something. Are you part of a group, or are you wanting to be part of a group?
I guess it's more wanting to be. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm seeing that you're going to be participating in something, and one of the things that when you, if there's a group that you want to, I'd say go be part of it, but one of the things that you have to be really careful of in that group is any kind of gossip. But
well, this is more work. It's not just like a social group or anything. It's more, I'm actually waiting to join a social service agency as a volunteer. And I'm just waiting for that to sort of establish itself because it's a new program. I don't envision any gossip there. I mean, you never know. Obviously, gossip is all over the place.
Well, I get a political card, which tends to mean to me that there's either a lot of rules and things that maybe something you need to watch for.
Okay.
But then I get the silent card, which means that if you go within, I think you can overcome it, and you'll be able to work through it. But it looks like you're going to be part of that. You're going to be part of that group.
Okay, so just be mindful of not getting involved in the political or the gossip.
Yeah, like you said, just be mindful that there might be some things going on that you just want to steer clear of.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Okie doke. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. Very nice. Thank you for calling. Enjoy your evening and take care.
Thank you.
Bye,
okay, bye. So you talked about your sessions and that you do 30-minute sessions and that you do 60-minute sessions. Talk about like the cost of the sessions or if you have anything out there, how they can best reach you before we take the next caller in case
sure.
We have people who are interested in reaching out to you.
Sure. SacredEarthAlchemy.com is my website, and there's a tab of Sacred Divine Wisdom. That's me. The other part is my son, who's crystals, and we're working on the new site to get all the crystals up, so there's no crystals there yet, but the website with my services is up already. Just lost my train of thought there, Angel.
your tab with your stuff on it.
Yeah.
Your website.
So I have the aura and chakra clearing is 55, I believe. So go look at the website.
I'm looking at the website for you. So I said, let's pull up your services here.
Been doing it, and I haven't even had a chance to take a look at, because they were getting the new thing doing, which is red pine needle oil, not pine needle oil, which is amazing, absolutely amazing.
So what are you talking about now? Wait a minute. You've got some what now? Red pine needle oil. I don't see that on here. I want some of that.
Yeah. It's under product.
Okay, so what do you got? Oh, I see. Yes, you have live pine needle oil.
Yeah.
I love pine. Pine is like, you cannot go wrong with pine.
Yeah, and it's not, this kind of oil is hard to get in a version that's usable for humans, and this is amazing stuff. I've already seen the difference in 3 weeks that I've been on it. It's not an MLM. It is sold, I sell it directly from the importer who brings it in from Korea, and it is organic, and it is, like I said, it's amazing. It helps with anywhere from your telomeres, which, you know, if those shorten, you start to look older. It helps at the cell level. So it starts at the cell level and kind of looks at what you need. I had some really dry skin, and that was taken care of in 3 weeks, that my skin's not even dry anymore. It was already detoxing my liver after the first couple of days, I could tell, because a lot of times what happens when you're detoxing is you start to have a little bit of breakout on your face. And I never break out. And so I knew it was my liver detoxing. So I'm looking forward to whatever else it's going to do for me. But so far, so good.
So what, do you drink this? You drink it?
It's drops under your tongue.
Okay.
So it bypasses digestion and goes directly through the mouth. It's just a couple of drops. You start out with just 2 or 3 drops a couple times a day, and yeah, I don't believe you go over 5 to 7 a couple times a day. But it's great stuff. And then they also have a fermented vegetables that are actually grown in the mountains that are self-grown, so that's not anything that's planted. And it has the plant enzymes, and it's fermented, and it's wonderful, too. I don't even have them on the website yet because I just learned about it. And then my other services, you can see, if you go to the services, you can see the chakra clearing and the full chronic healing session.
Okay. So these products, so talk about the products here, because that's something that you have a lot of passion on. You talk about how you don't like to take anything unnatural. You have a very focused lifestyle process around this whole life living, which is really what we should all be about at this point in time, right? Talk to us a little bit about that, because you got lots of really nifty products on your website that I'm assuming is all part of this conversation for you.
Right, and right now it's all linked. Some of those will be actually coming onto the website. So I do. I always look for products that are healthier. So I look for makeup products that have fewer chemicals. I don't even think that one's listed yet. I found a really nice product that because we have over there's been 86,000 chemicals that have been added to our food and our, even our detergent, and our house cleaning products, and only about 200 have ever been tested. So, and the makeup industry is not regulated in what they can actually put in the makeup to a certain extent. It's very, very unregulated. I mean, in Europe, there's a lot of ingredients they are not allowed to put in makeup, whereas here, I think the numbers are in the material that I have, and I'll have it in front of me, but it's like in Europe, there's probably 1,500 chemicals they can't put in. In Canada, it's 300. In the U.S., it's like 80. So they're putting in stuff in our makeup, for example, that we shouldn't have in our makeup. I make my own organic.
Oop, I think I'm losing you again. Hello? Are you there? I think I lost her again. Yeah, she just dropped. So Linda will be back when she's called back in. I'm going to pull up her site here and give you her website. Her website is Sacred Earth Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. And you'll see that link there that takes you to Sacred Divine Wisdom. And that's where you'll find all her stuff. Are you back?
I'm back.
Welcome back. See, the conspiracy theorists will say you started talking about all this stuff they're doing to us, and they kicked you off the radio.
No, and I'll tell you why. That's so true, isn't it?
You started really
talking about all the natural stuff and all the things that you shouldn't. You know, it's like we clean our kitchens with these nasty, nasty chemicals. We put all these scents in our, you know, fragrance is a synthetic chemical. And if you look up some of these ingredients, I actually teach a class that I'm hoping to put on my site as a class where you can take it online, because you would be shocked at some of the ingredients that go into these products. And the horrible ingredients and what they actually do to the physical body. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I don't use any kind of detergents now that have, you know, if it doesn't run clear in my water, I don't want to use it. I don't use dryer sheets. I use those wool balls with some essential oils. And my clothes smell clean, but they don't smell that fragrance, that chemical fragrance smell, which honestly, when you start getting away from all that and you actually smell it, it kind of makes you ill. I can't stand the smell of Windex. It physically makes me ill. You start resetting your body to where you put healthy ingredients in your body. You stop using synthetic fragrance products, and you will notice a huge difference. And, you know, you can take steps a little bit at a time. You don't just have to do it all at once. Nobody really wants to do that. But you can start stepping back a little bit at a time, because there's all sorts of things that you can do in place of, and it don't have to be expensive.
So, gosh, you talk about, I don't even think about that sometimes. You talk about all the stuff you use in your fabric softener. Everything you use that touches your body absorbs into your skin and absorbs into your hair, and it gets into your DNA. It's all part of who you are. And it's just, it's all chemically. It sounds horrifying when you look at it that way, right?
Yeah, and they tested cord blood of infants, and of course, you know, they're getting whatever mom has, and they're finding over 200 chemicals in the baby's cord blood already.
Oh, my God.
At birth, yeah. So, you know, we're just bombarded with chemicals every day, and there are the loads.
So tell me the number one things that you have people focus on, because I'm assuming that I work with you, that I would get, like, you do give me a bit of a a diagnostic on what I need to focus on. What does that look like for you?
Where would you start?
Yeah.
I'd probably start you on the laundry piece. I'd probably look at what you do laundry-wise and see if we can start backing off of some of the fragrant products. And then any kind of chemical sprays that you put in the air. One of the most horrible sprays is that, what is that popular spray that people think takes the odorant out, odor out of the air?
That stuff?
Oh, yeah. That is very toxic for people who have lung issues and even for people who don't. But it doesn't even take the odor out. It actually has such a high fragrance, it just puts this fragrance out there. And there's products that would actually just take the odor away. And you can use, instead of those plug-in horrible fragrance things that put, again, it's putting chemicals in your air and you're breathing it air. Your children are breathing it in. Those dryer sheets put terrible chemicals into your air and your children are breathing those in. So there's just, you know, that's probably where I start. I start with your laundry and any kind of fragrance that you're putting into the air and help you switch that out, because there's some really healthy things. You can put, you can diffuse essential oils. I diffuse essential oils every day.
Yes, I'm a big essential oil fan, and it helps a lot, doesn't it? Not just in freshening the air, but just all the health benefits.
Absolutely.
I love essential oils.
Yeah,
my husband crazy
with essential oils. And when you diffuse it, it kills bacteria in the air. It just does so many great things.
So, do you have a product? I've been getting lots of people asking me about this, and we've had some people drop. So I'm gonna wait and see if we get some more people to call in, because we've had some little technical glitches. You talk about health and wellness a lot in your conversation, and the new thing, and it comes and goes because it died for a while and it's come back. Parasites. Yeah. So do you do a lot of work around parasites and cleansing around that?
Well, that product, the red pine needle oil,
mm-hmm.
helps to attack the parasites. It helps with candida and parasites. They were supposed to put the fact sheet out there. I have a PDF fact sheet. So if somebody wants more information and that if that fact sheet is not out there, you can always use my website and email me and ask for the PDF fact sheet, which gives you much more information. But it does list a lot of the things that it does for you. And one of the things is parasites and candida.
What causes parasites? Can you help us understand what we do?
Sure. There's a couple different things. If you take a lot of antibiotics, then the healthy gut flora that you have gets overloaded, because what happens is it kills your gut flora, and there's nothing there to replace it except for the flora that's not healthy, right? So that starts to take over, which a lot of times it turns into the candida. If you're using probiotics with antibiotics, that helps a lot. But a lot of people already have that candida because of all the antibiotic usage without the probiotics. Because I know it was just until recent, and I say recent, it depends on who you talk to too and who your doctor is, as to whether or not they'll even suggest probiotics. But I can tell you I had horrible infections in India, and the one doctor that did not give me a probiotic after they killed all the gut bacteria, I was sick for another 2 weeks, and the gastroenterologist there said, "You didn't have any probiotics. Now we got to put you on probiotics for 2 more weeks before you can eat any decent food." So it was extended another 2 weeks because I didn't get the probiotics.
Wow.
More than likely, I came home with a big candida load, too. I didn't have the red pine oil at the time, so I used some other things like walnut husk, really good products you can use, to kill the candida, and then I found this red pine needle oil.
How did you come across this again, this red pine needle oil? Just
I stopped at one of the vendor shows, and Steve, my friend, was there. He's a friend now, but and he stopped me, started telling me about it, said, hey, do you want to try a couple of drops? And I tried a couple of drops, and when he told me the price point on it, I was like, oh, so this isn't like a $150 product, right? This is more in line with what I'm, you know, willing to pay for a monthly product. And I think $81. And he told me he had the fact sheet. I read the fact sheet. And I said, you know what? I'll try a bottle and let's see what happened. And like I said, the first couple of days, I was already, my liver was already detoxing. And I could tell that. And then my skin, where it was normally very dry, even when I used my body butter on a regular basis, wasn't dry. I got out of the shower and I was just shocked, because nothing I've ever tried has helped my dry skin.
That's really cool.
And so, yeah, so that's one of the things it's already done. So, you know, there's some, I'm hoping, you know, down the road it's going to help with, I have some inflammation that I've been trying to work naturally on, and I'm hoping this is going to help as well with that. And we'll see. But, you know, it's on the list as one of the things that it does help you with. So I met Steve, and Steve has been using the product since 2000 and, gosh, what did he tell me, 2002? A friend of his had found it, and so he decided to start selling it, and I think he's been selling it since 2004, 2005.
Oh, so he's been in it for, that's a long time.
Right, he has. And so I asked him, I said, can I be a distributor? He said, absolutely. There's nobody in your area, so why not? So I've just been really excited about it. And I even, there's, like I said, he's got the fermented vegetable product that has helped gut health. So those of us that maybe, you know, we just need an extra boost, I'm going to try it for a month with the pine oil to kind of boost my gut health. Because, you know, look up, I think everybody can look up leaky gut.
Leaky gut, I was just about to say that. Leaky gut, that's
a major issue, and that's what
yep.
this fermented liquid helps with. It helps with leaky gut.
I work with people on that, too, and I find that from the other side of the industry, coming out of fitness, that I have so many different things that to focus on. You got to do this, and hey, to do these juices, and here, go do this, take this out, put this in, take that supplement, don't take that supplement. And it'll be really, it's really great to find a natural solution that
yeah.
came from nature rather than some crap that it's like, okay, I don't have that problem anymore, but now I have this other problem because I took your products for 6 months. And so this sounds like a really cool solution. So do you work with people on that whole process? When you sit down with me, you're going to help me with whether it's leaky gut or whether it's, you know, I need a healing. It's just a whole body experience for you when you work with your clients?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I can do that. Yep. Yep.
Oh, gosh.
I have several clients I'm doing that with right now. You know, I'm looking at, is the hemp oil the option? Is the red pine needle oil. Of course, I found out that the, what is it? I can't remember off the top of my head. There's something that hemp oil is really good for, but the red pine needle oil is even more so. I have to go back to Steve, and he's still writing some material and getting some of that out there, and I'm getting it on my website, the FAQs and things like that. That I'll have on the website if it's not all there already. I'm working with my website designer who's supposed to be putting that out there. But there'll be more information about that. But he was telling me it was, you know, when he was looking at also selling hemp oil, but when he talked to his friend and the chemist about, you know, what does hemp oil do? What does the red pine needle oil do? That you know, there was a lot more coming from the red pine needle oil than even the hemp oil. Now, the hemp oil I still love because it has a lot of other good properties that it does for people.
And am I going to have any of the byproducts of the hemp oil? Let's say I have a job where they test. Am I going to have that problem? If it's hemp oil, or does it not have the TH or whatever that is that's in that comes up
right,
with the test?
The pine needle oil wouldn't have any of the cannabinoids or anything in it. And even, you know, even here's the thing, and somebody even brought this up to me the other day. I know somebody that works for a company, you know, it's one of those large conglomerates that they sell all sorts of products, and guess what product they sell? They sell hemp oil. And they do drug testing. So that person said to me, well, you know what? If they sell that product and I have a drug test and the hemp oil shows up, because it's only going to show up if they do a specific test. So that's the only downside about the hemp oil right now is I think people are a little bit hesitant because we don't know what they exactly test for when they go do it, you know, go do the drug test. At the same time, the hemp oil is legal and it's absolutely legal to use. I haven't heard of anybody flunking a test, and neither when I checked with the hemp oil company that I actually work with, they had never heard of anybody flunking a test at this point. But there's that little bit of concern, right? What people still don't understand that the hemp plant is not marijuana. It's not. It's not the one that.
It's
flowers.
Not.
No, it is not.
Man,
it doesn't give you the THC. Now I've heard that there's a slight amount of THC, but keep in mind that the THC has to be completely active to make you feel high. You can actually, here in California, you can actually get inactive pills with the CBD, and because hemp oil is also referred to as CBD, which is legal. Like I said, you have a male and female plant. One of them is the hemp, and the other one is the marijuana plant. And, you know, one grows and does not flower, and you can't, if you smoke it, you're not going to get high. The other one, if you smoke it, you will get high. So that's the whole thing, is there's been so much propaganda because of the hemp plant. The hemp plant has so many purposes, and back in the, 1920s or 30s, when they found out that you could use it to make rope, you could use it to make paper, it was cheap, they banned it. And why?
Yeah.
They banned it because they didn't want to compete with it. So they made it banned, just like they, you know, banned the marijuana plant, making it sound like it was the same plant when it isn't.
You know what it reminds me of as you're talking about it? It reminds me of, kombucha. Which is the fermented tea, and people are like, "Well, it's fermented, so it's got alcohol in it. You'll get drunk." Is that such a minuscule amount of alcohol in it that you would literally have to sit and drink
it? Yeah, it's like fermented. I do, fermented sauerkraut, which is a probiotic. I'm not going to get high off of fermented, sauerkraut. So that's what sauerkraut is. It's a fermented cabbage.
Yeah,
I love kombucha. Kombucha's awesome.
I do too. It's all really good for you. And the whole conversation, about the healthy part. So you go, you want to clear my systems of toxins. You want to plug up my leaky guts anymore. I love that term. You want to balance off my systems. You want to clear my energy fields. You want to heal my pains, and you want to heal my emotions. So it's like this is like a whole different type of healing experience.
Yeah, it is.
And why have you come to this point? Why this? Because this is, I don't know that if I'd have talked to you 5 years ago, this is where you thought you would have, you were going to be. I could
no,
be wrong.
No, not at all. Not at all. I knew that I wanted to do healing as part of, you know, part of my mission, so to speak, is to be service to others and support others. And because we've got the Western medicine that doesn't always support everyone, I wanted to be able to offer something that, you know, may support you along with it or may support you on its own, whatever you choose to do, because it definitely has worked for me. And I've seen the results, and I've seen the results with my clients. And it's just, and then of course, when you start looking at the physical body and what's going on in the physical body, you know, then you start looking at how can I reduce the chemical load? How can I reduce the heavy metals that are coming in from our makeup, from vaccines, from, you know, you name it, we're getting bombarded with all the different chemicals, et cetera. So I wanted to be able to reduce that as well, just to try, you know, I want to be around. And so that I'm sure everybody on this call would agree, you want to be around when you have children, grandchildren, et cetera, and you want to be healthy. And we actually, as beings in the United States, are less healthy than we were 30 years ago. And, you know, it's worse, not better. And nobody's really asking why. And nobody, you know, so you almost have to do it yourself, and you have to look at why are we not as healthy as we were before? What's going on? And how can I affect that for myself? What changes can I make? And like I said, you don't have to make huge, huge changes all at once. You can just change one or two or three things. Like you said, your clothes. If you're not soaking your clothes in chemicals and fragrance, your body's no longer, your skin's no longer absorbing it, you're not breathing it in. That's one change right there that you can make.
So it's like if you could just make a change or two or three or four changes, you know, every day, a week, where can you see yourself 10 years from now, 10 days from now, 10 minutes from now? Because it's just, you know, how are we evolving now? Next question I have, since I have you to myself, because we had glitches, it's almost like a win-win for me because I get to spend time with the practitioners because we have technical difficulties and people don't know if there's somebody there. But as we evolve as a species and our DNA is evolving, we have a choice now, right? Because we can become what the chemicals are turning us into, or we can evolve to the beings we've been put here, like where the evolution, where the divine really wanted us to evolve. That's kind of what we're facing, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, and when we talk about these things, it's not to put people in fear. It's to put people in an awareness. You know, you can go into fear, and then you fear everything. You fear what you eat. You fear what you use. And that's not at all what this is about. This is really just about an awareness of how you can make changes for the betterment of you and your family, you know, that can be well-rounded. It can be in your food. It can be in your household cleaners and things that, you know, a lot of people aren't aware that could be making them ill. But, yeah, as we try to grow spiritually, we have to also heal our bodies. You know, all of us have to have a spiritual healing. We have to have the mental body, the emotional body, and the physical body all has to be aligned. And so there's multiple things you can do. You know, you can have a soul path reading to help you on a spiritual path. You can do the energy healing to help you on your mental and your emotional and your physical body. And you can, you know, look at what's in my environment that I can help my physical body as well. So there's just lots and lots of things. But, you know, you don't do it all at once. You kind of pick one and say, okay, let's start here and let's see where this goes and what's best for me.
And so how can people reach out to you again? And do you have any special offerings or anything you want to throw out there for? Ooh. That was really weird. Did you hear that noise?
No. Uh-uh.
It sounded like somebody opening a door. Oh, somebody's trying to communicate. Okay. That was really weird.
We have someone on the call with us, right?
I have somebody on the phone. They just aren't calling in.
They're dialing in another way. That would not be a surprise.
Oh, tell me about it. So, I was asking before whoever was trying to talk to me,
you can go to sacredearthalchemy.com. And that's, like I said, sacredearthalchemy.com. And if you email me that you heard the conversation, I'll give you 10% off of my services, not off the product, but off of the services that I offer. So, for the next 2 weeks until I'm going to go to the end of December because I have events with the pine needle oil that I'm talking about in San Francisco the weekend of Thanksgiving. I have another chronic healing training that I'm going to this weekend, and then I've got the Tony Robbins event. So I'm doing Date with Destiny, which is a 7-day event all about, you know, looking at what's going on with you and healing it.
Date with Destiny, Tony Robbins event is amazing. You're going to enjoy it, and that is going to change your life. I've done that one. It's amazing.
Oh, you have? I didn't know you did that. Yeah.
Tony Robbins, I came up with Tony Robbins in terms of when I was in the business field. He was one of the gurus that was running around, so I've done a lot of his events. He's someone that I think it's truly amazing. So I'm a little envious because this stuff is off the hook now. It was amazing then. This was several years ago. It's off the hook now because it's just he's evolved to something so much more. What I'm hearing from people like you and other people is that he's embracing the holistic stuff much stronger now, which means that his stuff is probably ridiculous right now because it was already ridiculous. It's just super, super ridiculous. And so you're gonna light up. It's just kind of fun watching it, sitting back and watching it happen. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is. And yeah, that event is like 7 days. So in Palm Beach. So, but you're working, right? It's not a vacation. You are working.
You're working
from 9 to 12 hours a day.
Sweating and crying and jumping up and down, you're drained and energized at the same time.
That's
crazy stuff.
Exactly.
So we're expecting lots of powerful stuff from you coming into 20 as we go into 2018. And I'm looking forward to us, keeping you on the air and getting people engaged and engaging the conversation around, I guess, health and well-being. So what's your call to action between now and the next time the audience gets to talk to you? What kind of homework or actions do you want us to take?
Oh, boy.
I know. I try to ask good questions.
Gotcha. Well, you do. I think just, probably just for if you are interested in being healthier in mind, body, spirit, emotions, make a decision on what it is you want to do. You know, take the step. I can help. If you want some assistance from me, I can certainly help in those areas. I do also do counseling. I don't have it listed. I don't think I have it. I can't remember if I have it listed out there, the counseling part of it. Can you look at, do I have that out there? I can't remember.
I'm looking, hold on a second. I'm trying to trying to find it here. We got your services. You got Soul Path, Pranic Healing, Chakra Clearing, and Emotional Support Cord Cutting. Doesn't look like you have the counseling
yeah,
there yet.
Yeah. So what I like doing on the counseling piece is to start with a Soul Path reading, and then do an additional 15-30 minutes, and we haven't got that posted yet. I gave my marketer the information, but she hasn't put it out there. So I believe the Soul Path reading is listed at, 45? And then I'm going to do 65 if we spend 15 minutes on coaching, and then 85 if we do 20 minutes on coaching. So, another half an hour, 15 and 15. Can't do the math tonight.
It's okay. You're kind of distracted because you had the...
Right. So your reading and some 30 minutes of coaching would be 85. So I don't have it out there yet, but that's what it would be. Because I really find when I do that Soul Path reading, it really does go into a coaching conversation many, many times. And then it gives you some things to think about and to work on. And, then we figure out, do you need some emotional pranic healing? Do you need some physical pranic healing? A lot of times I find it's more of the emotional work, because I think that's where we end up doing a disservice to ourselves, where we've got some things to work on emotionally, and they just keep getting buried and buried and buried, and we don't work on them and let them go and release them and actually acknowledge them, right? Because
yes.
That's what happens, to get unstuck in where we are.
Well said. Well, I am thankful that I was able to talk with you tonight, and I'm looking forward to the next time we speak. And I think the next time I'm going to see you is going to be on the 2nd of December at the...
Yeah, I was just going to say, we have to...
Go ahead and put your plug in there. Plug it away.
Yeah, Angel and I have an event called the Holiday Wisdom Crystal and Holistic Fair in Oakley, California.
I thank you, poor thing. You're like so engaged in this, everything you got going on. You're like, I think that's what it's called.
And it's December the 2nd, and we will have readers, and we will have products, and we will have crystals, and all sorts of great Christmas gifts, gift certificates. You can get gift certificates. Which, by the way, if anybody wants one of those, you can always email me, and we can do, you can purchase gift certificates for friends and family if you'd like to do that. But we'll have that at the event as well. And we're going to have some speakers, and it's going to be a great event, our great first event, first of many, I hope.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much. You go back to your class and with your folks, say goodbye. Thank you for coming, and I'm looking forward to chatting with you soon.
Great. Thank you, Angel.
Okay.
Thanks,
take care.
Everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Night. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news,